There's a third feature of the list. They're sent in pairs, but there's no other ranking or hierarchy among them. Jesus is clearly their Lord and Master, the one who commissions them and sends them out, and the one in whose name the Spirit descends upon them at the Feast of Pentecost to send them out again in a second and wider mission. This morning's is just to God's first people. At Pentecost, it's out among all the nations. But there's no hierarchy beyond that. This is, not even in this list does Peter get given any special task in relation to the others. He's simply one of the pairs with his brother Andrew. There are other texts in the New Testament in which Peter is indeed given a special responsibility to support and encourage the other apostles. At the end of Luke's Gospel, for example, Jesus breathes on Peter. Jesus says, Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded to have you that he may sift you like wheat. But when you have turned again, comfort, strengthen, encourage, you can translate the words various ways, your brothers. Simon Peter is given a particular task of strengthening and encouraging the other members of the apostolic group. In Matthew, Peter is the rock upon which the church is to be built. His faith is to be the foundation for the whole. These Petrine texts, they turn up in, Matthew, they're in Luke, and they're in John, form the scriptural foundation for what, as Christian tradition develops, becomes the understanding that the Bishop of Rome, as the successor of St. Peter, has a special ministry. And the form of that special ministry, the nature of the Petrine primacy, either among the apostles themselves or in the later history of the church, is the subject of very intense controversy and debate, even in our own day. My Italian friends quite often ask me, tell me, what are the principal differences between Roman Catholics and Anglicans? And my first answer has to be, well, it depends what Anglicans you talk to. Because there are some Anglicans with whom the differences would be very wide, and there are others with whom they would be very slight. But the difference that you do find universally across the Anglican spectrum is that Anglicans are extremely wary and suspicious of Roman claims, to run as an organization the whole of the church worldwide. Most Anglicans, myself included, can see very readily that the Pope is the acknowledged global leader of Christianity. And when that charismatic ministry is exercised by somebody so capable, so engaging and so full of gospel, as the present Holy Father Pope Francis clearly is, that, I think, is a kind of Petrine primacy that is eminently acceptable to all of us. It gets a bit more interesting when the Pope is the successor of Peter, or the bureaucracy that he heads in Rome, claims to govern and run in detail the universal church throughout the world. There's an episode in the news at the moment about some bishops in one of the African Catholic dioceses that are not acknowledging a bishop that they've been sent by the previous pope. And you see that, a fascinating example of the Roman centre trying to get its way with a local church. Well, we Anglicans have been suspicious of that notion of immediate jurisdiction and government. And if our Roman friends like to appeal to the Peter texts, we might consider this morning's gospel and the fundamental equality that is among the apostles. They're sent out not on their own, but two by two. But beyond that, it's an extremely flat system to enable it to be flexible and to be creative. When matters have calmed a little, and when careful inquiries do take place into what's gone wrong in the response to the Grenfell Tower fire, and when Kensington and Chelsea Council really comes under the microscope of the inquiry, I suspect what will be discovered is not that there was a lack of compassion, I very much doubt that there were any officers in that council whose hearts were not pierced by what was going on and who were not deeply frustrated by their inability to help better. I suspect that structural things will be discovered about the way in which tightly managed vertical hierarchies are unable to respond flexibly to things that need a very urgent and independent kind of initiative. We will wait and we will see. Jesus sends the apostles out otherwise, and he sends us out otherwise, two by two, not on our own, but as friends and as colleagues, but flatly, not in great vertical hierarchies, but in sideways joinings, so that we can be blown and breathed upon by the Holy Spirit and bear witness to the Lord and to our faith in this unpredictable world. To the Lord who sent them and who sends us, be all might, majesty, and power, now and always. Amen.